This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
What are the details on a celebrity quickie wedding one A-lister had? And you're not going to believe what celebrity might be pregnant. What's the proof? From RumorFix.com, their editor, Richard, you have the dirt for us.
There was a wedding just this week that looked like it was a casting call for a romantic comedy. I'll tell you who was there. Drew Barrymore, Reese Witherspoon, Gwyneth Paltrow, and of course the bride, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, Cameron Diaz, Lord. And Benji Madden's wedding. So do you know anything about it? Because they totally just sprung this on all of us that all of a sudden they were married.
These two, first of all, were dating. I didn't even hear them getting engaged. There was a little bit of a talk about that. Now they're married. It was an outdoor ceremony. It was at Cameron's Beverly Hills mansion. They erected this huge outdoor tent.
Okay.
And they put the heat lamps, everything, just in case the weather wasn't good. But guess what? It was in the 70s.
Oh, perfect.
It was beautiful, perfect weather.
Amazing.
Nicole Richie, who is now Cameron Diaz's sister-in-law.
So weird.
Was in the wedding as well.
Mm-hmm. See, it's so weird because I feel like this summer she was dating P. Diddy. Or maybe that's just in my mind. Yeah, they were a couple for like a hot minute. And then all of a sudden, what happened to P. Diddy?
I don't know. That's what we always ask ourselves. What happened to P. Diddy?
That's what everyone's asking themselves right now.
I feel like if you didn't get swept off your feet, you would have been Cameron Diaz in a former life.
When she was Miss Hannigan, I don't know what it says about me, but I was really identifying with some of the things that she was portraying as Miss Hannigan. Like a washed up old...
Yeah.
With great highlights, though, in the movie.
Yeah.
And I do live in a house full of girls. It's like estrogen overload.
I know, and sometimes we do break out in song.
Of course you include yourself.
I thought you said house full of girls.
Richard, what else is happening?
There are rumors on the internet, and I'm sure you've seen them, that Rihanna may be pregnant.
What?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen those?
No.
Well, there's even a website. I don't know if you've heard of it. Media Takeout.
Oh, I have heard of it. Okay, wait. So they are saying Rihanna's pregnant? I mean, she hasn't been posting any nude selfies on Instagram lately, so maybe she's hiding a baby bump.
Has she been smoking marijuana?
I haven't seen that on Instagram either lately. So,
Media Takeout says they have a sonogram of her baby.
No, they don't.
And they posted this picture, and it's a sonogram of a baby.
Oh, well, guess what? They all look the same. All sonograms look the same and can be altered. Not believing.
So here's the thing about the story they have. They misspelled the word sonogram in their story.
Okay.
Which it happens.
Doesn't kind of give you a lot of credibility.
Do you know what? We actually have to edit Jason's, every single one of Jason's Facebook posts for grammar. He'll post something and he's in charge of our social media, but we have to correct it for grammar.
Listen, I grew up down by the creek, so you back off, lady.
It doesn't say much about the Texas education system.
The Critter Channel didn't teach me much. That's what we call that, but it's good.
So
we went ahead and did a little Google search.
Okay.
Guess what? We found the image.
Is it the first one that pops up?
It's a stock image that's available for anyone to use.
Fixed that rumor, Richard.
Fixing that rumor at RumorFix. In fact, some website, Not Alone Ministries, used the very same picture. No. That's supposed to be Rihanna's unborn baby.
Oh, Not Alone Ministries.
Sounds like a website I should be a part of.
Extending a hand to lonely gays across America.
I'm sure that's what they do.
Okay.
Dana and Jason in the Morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.